Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, man, Mother Teresa, what an awesome lady. Even though she was small package, she carried a big heart of God, didn't she?
Awesome, awesome woman. Yeah, she did. She was just, I just admire her. Listen to a quote that she says. She says, "By blood, I am Albanian. By citizenship, an Indian. By faith, I'm a Catholic nun. As to my calling, I belong to the world. As to my heart, I belong entirely to the heart of Jesus."
Say that again. That's wild. I'll tell you.
That's powerful.
She says, "By blood, I am Albanian. By citizenship, an Indian. By faith, I'm a Catholic nun. As to my calling, I belong to the world. And as to my heart, I belong entirely to the heart of Jesus."
Wow.
Mm.
Is that awesome?
That's powerful.
I mean, she is so inspiring. And I came across, I feel like the Lord even led me to put on my heart to do a little bit of research just about her. And, you know, here's this woman. She was born in Albania. She took on the name Teresa once she was in India. That wasn't her original name. But she spent 45 years to the poor, to the sick, to those who were hungry, and she gave her entire life away for God.
Wow.
How beautiful is that? And she was there. You know, in 1979, she was given the Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah. And it comes with a great banquet. And she declined not to go to the banquet. And it also comes with some sort of money, some monetary gift. I believe it's like 192.
Is it?
Well, at that time, it was 192,000.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At that time, she gave it away. She wanted to give it to the poor in India. And so she lives this life of just saying, I'm gonna give this all away. And
we could kind of relate to giving everything away.
Oh yeah.
Hey. Hey. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
She stated that her earthly rewards were important only if they helped the world's needies. What a stark contrast from what we see today. And so she says that they asked her, you know, what can we do to promote world peace? She received this award. She says, well, what you need to do, she answered, is go home and love your family.
Mm.
She says, start there at home. Mm-hmm. And I want to read this last quote before I just get into some other things that she said. It was so powerful. And we're talking about, you know, her defending the cause of those that couldn't defend themselves. Early in the first hour, we were talking about, you know, stand up, fight for something, fight for God, you know, fight for, be one that's mm-hmm. willing to stand in the gap for those who, you know, can't, you know what I mean?
And right.
This is probably, she's one little woman, Pat, one mm-hmm. little woman from Albania yeah. who had to learn, you know, Bengali in India. She totally gave herself. And then at one point she leaves the convent and she leaves and she's on a train and God speaks mm-hmm. to her that she's supposed to live amongst the poor.
Right.
And so in her first few days, she's hungry herself. Her body is just aching. She walked everywhere. She's in massive pain. And she hears, she says, I hear the temptation. In one instant, you can be back with you know, at the convent and your needs taken care of. Mm-hmm. Not. She says, no, I will not go. I will not go back.
Wow.
So she says, around the world, this is her statement, around the world, not only in poor communities, but I found the poverty of the West so much more difficult to remove. She says, when I pick up a person from the street hungry, mm-hmm. I give them a plate of rice, a piece of bread, and I have satisfied. I have mm-hmm. removed that hunger. But a person that is shut out, that feels unwanted, unloved, terrified, mm-hmm. the person that has been thrown out from society, mm-hmm. that poverty is so hurtable
mm-hmm.
and so much. And I find that very difficult.
Right.
And it's like there's one thing that, you know, to be hungry and without, but she's just talking about the unloved as well. Mm-hmm. So she gave her whole life and I saw this speech, saw part of this speech that she gave at the National Day of Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
That's held in Washington, D.C. And I think President Clinton and Al Gore was the president and vice president at that time. And here she is at this national prayer breakfast. And she's going to play a little clip here for you so you can hear in her own words.
Peace must begin there in our own family. But I feel that the greatest destroyer of peace today is abortion. Because Jesus said, if you receive a little child, you receive me.
She said the greatest destroyer of peace today is abortion.
Mm. So every abortion is the denial of receiving Jesus, is the neglect of receiving Jesus.
This is a whole crowd here that's clapping. What you're hearing is our claps in front of this whole audience. This is a C-SPAN video that we're going to make available on the Torch for you.
Oh, good.
And they're panning this out, and you see everyone there clapping, but you don't see certain politicians clapping. It's very interesting.
You don't see
Bill Clinton clapping at all, or his wife Hillary.
Secretary of State now, when Mother Teresa said what she said then, Hillary Clinton did not clap.
At all. I mean, the whole crowd is just like, you're gonna hear the claps. You're gonna hear this, and Al Gore and his wife, they're both sitting there with their hands in their laps. Now I'm not even moving. It's like, wow.
And now she's over the basically peace of the world, you know, trying to bring peace, but yet she's doing the opposite of what God says about for peace.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Well, you're not hearing static on your radio. This is a whole bunch of hands clapping
right.
at a C-SPAN encounter where they're applauding what Mother Teresa said about the greatest. What does she say? She said that
the greatest destroyer of world peace is abortion, and you're denying Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, you got to hear this,
right?
And everyone's clapping. Goes on for a little bit. It's almost over, and. Except everyone's clapping in the crowd.
Except Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton.
Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Al Gore, and Tipper Gore.
And three of the ones that are part of what's happening today that are orchestrating a lot of this green thing and all these things happening.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and hear the rest of the applause. Just think about the picture of this whole room. We're going to be able to see this right on the Torch, right?
On the Torch.
Excellent.
It is really a war against the child, a direct killing of the innocent child, murder by the mother herself. And if we accept that the mother can kill even her own child, how can we tell other people not to kill one another? How do we persuade a woman not to have an abortion? As always, we must pursue her with love. And we remind ourselves that love means to be willing to give until it hurts. Jesus.
Love must be willing to give until it hurts.
It's sort of like a restructuring, you know. The fact is that greater love have no man than he lay down his life for his friend. And now it says today it's the opposite, where people are saying everybody needs to die so I have substance, instead of us dying so you have substance. So you have life.
Well, think about it. The three reasons, and I have some stats to share, but the three reasons that abortions are performed, according to these stats, is that interferes with work or school responsibilities. They cannot afford a child, and the third thing is they don't want to be a single parent.
But in like 93%, 94% of them are out of convenience, a child not wanted.
Yeah.
Never been in that.
Think about it. 90, and what's the number of abortions?
Well, in 2008 alone, there was 1.21 million abortions in 2008 overall. Listen to this. Overall, since I even hate to say this, since they say it's been legal abortions. I don't know how do you legalize killing, but how legal abortions, according to the law, 50 million. At this, some research is, you know, we were talking yesterday about how many atheists and the percentage in the different states. And I started doing my own calculation in my research. You know what I found out?
What?
50 million. It's about 16 and a little bit percent of today's population of the United States of America. It's about 16%. And that could represent.
Say it all again. What you said. Well, I'm trying to figure this out.
There's been 50 million abortions since
1973.
Correct.
Roe versus Wade. The Supreme Court made a ruling. Okay.
That's right.
There's been
fifty million
children were killed.
Killed, murdered.
Sacrifices to Moloch.
Right. Yes.
You know, the bloodshed of innocent blood. And Josiah, if you have not heard in the VFN Torch talking about what we talked about at the fourth annual VFN family gathering.
Yes.
You're talking about Josiah, when God talked to Israel, he says, this innocent blood, I forgive everything, but this innocent blood, I'm going to have to bring you under a time of, I'm going to have to deal with this innocent blood situation.
Yeah.
So you're saying 50 million children's innocent blood, and 93-95% of abortions are done because the child is unwanted or it's inconvenient.
Yeah, yeah. It's sad when you look at all the population of the states. If you were just to start adding up 50 million, you count up to 25 states.
Wait a minute.
25 states. I'm looking for this.
Half of America. Geographical territory.
Yes.
And isn't it interesting that we're split in half today, that the opinions of America is cut in half?
Wow. I was shocked when I saw that. And you're looking at Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota.
Imagine then, and of course, obviously, we're not saying that these states are the ones that the only ones that did the abortion. Actually, I think it's important you just share this too, John, because the church is pointing our fingers at the world and it's realizing we're the ones having the abortions.
Hello,
you know, the church is the one that's actually into pornography and sexual sin.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with the world. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways. But what does it say about the religion of the women that are having the abortions?
You know, I don't have that right in front of me, but I know from past, and we're going to try to see make that available, but I know from times past, another great majority of them are women that are in the church.
Right, which is also men in the church.
Well, of course, it takes two.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It didn't happen. She didn't get pregnant on her own.
Right,
and so it's very startling. I mean, judgment begins in the house of God first. You know, if my people call by my name, humble themselves and pray and repent, and so this is really serious. When you start looking at the states and you break that down, that was just huge. Mm. I mean, 25 states. I mean, that's Vermont, Alaska, Montana, Maine, Hawaii, Nebraska, think of all of Nevada, all of Utah, Kansas, Arkansas, Connecticut, Puerto Rico's out of state, but it's a commonwealth, Oklahoma, Oregon, all of those states, the population totaled up.
Mm. Wow.
It's a travesty.
Half of America.
And I know that we spoke about this on VFN Radio before. And you can also find it on the Torch. The title you can search for is Innocent Blood, Killing the Children to Stop Our Deliverance. And, you know, from the very beginning, God's raising up a deliverer for his people. And since the enemy doesn't know who that deliverer is, he's always tried to
destroy the image of God. The image of God. You know, in the Word of God, you know, he tells us in second, well, you know, surely, this is from Scripture, surely these things happened to Judea according to the... See, surely these things happened to Judea according to the Lord's command in order to remove them from this presence because of the sin of Manasseh, which is talking about, you know, this innocent blood and all he had done, including the shedding of innocent blood.
Mm-hmm.
For he had filled Jerusalem with innocent
blood.
And the Lord was not willing to forgive.
Mm.
As for the other events of Jehoiakim, and this is what we're talking about right now, Jehoiakim, that President Barack Hussein Obama is a set man by God. He is a set man. He's a Jehoiakim.
Right.
You know, he is not a mistake. He is a order off the menu of the heart of God and how he responds to a people. And God, this is, I was talking, reading from, you know, 2 Kings 24, chapter 24, verse 3 through 5, that God literally shoves his people from his presence. He just, you know, just pushes them away from him.
Sure.
He's so disappointed and brokenhearted that, I mean, if Abel's blood still cries out today, you know, and hearing these, and understanding this, you know, that, you have people today that are coming on top of parents who are trying to raise their children, who've killed their own children in the womb, and society doesn't understand this, so they're buying into her, you know, justice movement. You know, not realizing, you know, justice was not harming your child, but if I'm raising my child and I didn't destroy my child. You know, get away. Let me raise my own kid.
Right. Perfect case. In the state of New York, in they're just passing a law that you have to have parental consent to get some sort of piercing on your body. Okay. Because a teenager can't make that determination on her own or his own. But to get an abortion, no parental consent is needed.
Right.
I mean, think about that. That's just like, you know, what is happening? You know, you think about it as well, you know. You can't ignore the truth. It's the killing of an innocent baby. And then, you know, liberals, you hear this debate, you know, well, when does conception begin? All this type of stuff. Come on. They gave a percentage of the amount of weeks that they, you know, different weeks, different times when the abortions occur. Up to 12 weeks. I mean, it goes up to 21 weeks, but up to 12 weeks, that's 4% of them were committed in 2008. 4%. That's 48,000. 48,000 wow. children that were murdered that were 3 months old.
That we made a law.
Know? Yes.
We made a law. And actually, yes. just like today, people are using our president's position to get their agenda pushed. They used the ladies who at that time, she's now a Christian, but they used in Roe versus Wade's case, they used her to be able to push their agenda. And of course, she had to live with the fact that she had to allow these ladies to use her,
use
to push
her
agenda. But now she openly says, "I was used. They took me. They used me." And that's what's happening with Jehoiakim right now. You know, people are using him to be able to push their agenda. And speaking of that, I do want to say, you know, we need to pray for our president. We need to pray for protection over him and his family and whoever. This crew is behind the scenes, you know, that's trying to push their agenda. And and that I just feel in my heart that these are evil people and they have evil intentions. I mean, think about it. If how many million abortions?
1.2. And some of the cities and the areas that had the most abortions, New York, New York City, Florida, and Texas.
Yeah. And then 1.2 million.
Yeah,
1.2 million in 2008. Once 1 year, and if you think about that, there's like 30. It comes out to like I don't have these numbers.
I think it's almost somewhere in 3,000 area. It could be up as high as 4,000, I think. But
what counties?
No. You're saying a day per day?
Yeah. It comes out to like 3 abortions a day per county in America.
Yeah.
Something like that. I think Pat's working on the numbers now. But it's just that's huge. You know, first I want to say this, that God forgives.
Yes.
God forgives. You know, he forgives. We can ask God to forgive us, and he will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, including the sin of murder. You know, God will forgive us for it.
Sure.
But if we don't call it that, we can't repent for that, and therefore we're not forgiven for that.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's around 3,500 a day.
3,500 a day. And, and you think 3,500 a day divided by 50 states. And so we got to call it what it is because God's dealing with us right now because of the innocent blood.
71.
That's right. That's the number. 71 per state a day. So imagine offering a sacrifice every single day. and you go out on a rock and you take this child and you kill it and let the blood shed go into the ground and it's dead. And that's a sacrifice to Moloch. You know, we would define that today, the god of convenience and, you know, idolatry. And
we really don't have to imagine that far. I mean, remember what you said, just pull back the sheetrock and imagine all this pulled back. And what do you see? It's a chair. It's a, you know, it's right there.
Well, that's where I was going. And and so 71 per state. So all 50 states, just imagine this, every single day, 71 per
state.
And that blood's going down into the soil. And that it's the same thing today, like John was talking about.
Yeah.
If you pull off the pretty building, you pull off the pretty everything, and look, it's still a lady and a child, and the child's life's going to end on top of that platform. It may be a metal table, it may be whatever, but it's going to end at that one moment. Then once the child has been sacrificed, they take the body and just discard it. You know, you got to see, you know, hopefully this will be available today on the VFN Torch on highlights on the application, but also the article, Innocent Blood, Killing the Children to Stop Our Deliverance. Understand that the adversary hates you because you're made in the image of likeness of God.
That's right.
And when you start living life for God and for others, that's where you're going to find joy. You know, obviously, if you've been living it for yourself, you're a very miserable person. And maybe this is the journey you went down. You ended ended people's lives, you know, your children's lives, because you lived it for yourself. And now you're trying to live with that and found out it wasn't. Listen, God will forgive you, but we have to call it what it is. We have to call sin, sin, before we can actually repent for the sin.
Absolutely.
We can say, I had a little issue, you know. And we, I just don't even know. My biggest concern about this, and you can hear this on VFN TV, about Josiah and how God responded and set Jehoiakim in place. It was like there was a transition taking place and nobody could have stopped it because of the innocent bloodshed. And it's just so we just need to cry out to God. And that's what we're going to be doing in Redigging the Wells.
That's right.
But either way, God's kingdom will stand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an American, you know, situation. But God's kingdom will stand no matter what. But that's just something you think about, you know, Mother Teresa and her stand. You know, and didn't she say at some point, you know, if you don't want this, what does she say? Give them.
She said, give them to me. She says, I'll take them. She goes, don't abort them. Don't give them to me. And she's her work. I mean, she's had over 610 charities and kind of like offshoots of her ministry all around the world. She even opened up a center in the South Bronx. Her very first center in America was in the South Bronx, which I thought was pretty interesting. But she really did some. She stood up, as we talked about in the first hour, and she said, no, I'm going to give my life on behalf of the poor and the unwanted and for unwanted babies.
And with that, it's just part of the strategy. There's so many other parts of the strategy. Not only is the enemy wanting to kill our children, but he's wanting to bind those who raise them.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, everything that touches the child, the enemy is trying to touch it. So the child will be destroyed. If they don't get destroyed in the womb, then they'll be destroyed emotionally, physically, by the
scarred,
scarred in the world, just caught off in the things of the world and pulled into Egypt, if you would, and to all the worshiping the false gods. And you know, the biggest issue of raising kids today for God is the church who sold out to the world. And when you stand up for God, your children's got to look at the church and go, well, you know, and you're like, yeah, I know, but
in
it's not
group?
Right. Yeah, right.
Exactly. Like, what?
Exactly. It's just like, oh, my goodness, you know. And it's like, how do you compete with the church that's fallen? How do you compete with the church that, you know, you just, yeah, it's just, you got to fight. You know, you got to fight. And it's a fight worth fighting for. And when you understand that this particular lady, for example, that's giving you a very hard time how you're raising your kids, that her the root of her issue is she feels very bad for killing her own child, and now she's trying to live vicariously through your parenting, and she's telling you, don't touch the child, don't spank the child. And what she's really saying, I killed my child. I can no longer hurt another child. It's like, well, listen, that's your sin.
Right.
And God will forgive you for that. But don't project that on me. It's tough to raise kids in this worldly environment. Don't project that on me. You know, let me raise my kids. Let me, you know, let pray for me, you know, help me, but don't tell me. you know, how to raise my kids. We'll be right back in a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.